MCCR.
When you ask a girl for a picture of your anus, she sends you nudes.
That's it. And he was like, what's a nude?
Bottle, rocket, and ass. Ass. Bottle, rocket, and ass. There's got to be. Sam's butt rocket. What the fuck?
Don't click on Sam.
I'm just gonna.
This is what CCR learned at school today. Thanks, Sergi Brin.
All right, rocket to Uranus.
Thanks, Larry Page.
Yeah.
What did it say? Uranus?
Rocket to Uranus in seconds.
Rocket to Uranus.
It was this one.
This one? Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Rocket, bottle rocket in the butt.
Just hurry up. Just hurry up,
Jack. iPhone recording. Vertical, of course, of fucking course.
I know. I guess I love teenage. This is teenage boys. They're dumb. They're really stupid. Watch this. Learn. This is a lesson.
Oh my God.
Look at this dipshit.
One face down, one lighter.
Keep it like that.
Look at this dipshit. Fuck that dude. He's dumb. See. This is why we make fun of people and even each other. Because if you do something fucking stupid, I'm gonna fucking laugh at you. Just like if I do something stupid, you don't ever laugh, right? We never laugh when mom does something stupid. Those are the rules, right?
So did he actually do that with fireworks?
Yes, that was with real fireworks. Let's see if I'm sure there's more than one. People are really stupid. Bottle rocket ass launch fail. Look at that.
It's a genre.
It's a genre. This is terrible. Oh, God.
It's so white. My camera can't see it.
Yeah, the kid's really white. Do you notice no girls are doing this? It's just a little hint for you. Oh, my God. There's like people crowding. We got to get a video. This is going to fail, and our friend's going to lose his testicles. It's going to be awesome. He's got a tramp stamp. Woo, America. Oh, my God. Dipshits. See, don't ever do that. You can watch someone else do it. It's way better. It's way better. Just watch someone else do the stupid stuff. Don't do the stupid stuff. I think we're good there. That's enough. That's enough bottle rockets to move.
On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the
Max. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Every year, the Earth heats up by 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Sea levels rise because of melting glaciers. Storms become more severe. Houses get carried away by floods. Species are going extinct and more are becoming endangered. Wildfires destroy habitats and species lose their homes. It's all because of one terrible thing. Adults. Adult humans have created climate change, which has made a rule which will be uninhabitable for me and the future fourth graders like us. There are many causes for climate change. Burning dangerous fossil fuels is one of the causes. Fossil fuels include oil, coal, tar sands, and natural gas. The worst cause for climate change is animal agriculture. Raising and slaughtering cattle and other farm animals, such as pigs and chickens, creates over 50% of all worldwide greenhouse gas emissions. Yes, those hamburgers adults feed you are worse for the planet than ours. Animal agriculture is also a waste of water. To get 1 pound of beef, it takes 125 gallons of water. Speaking of water, glaciers are retreating. In other words, they are melting. Now, because of climate change, glaciers are retreating faster than they did 100 years ago. Some glaciers have disappeared from the surface of the Earth, and the rest are getting smaller and will soon disappear. That is also the reason why the sea level has risen. That's why the cities of Miami and St. Petersburg, here in our home state, are frequently flooding. It's not the glacier's fault, it's our parents' fault and their parents' fault. Soon, very soon, if we don't stop climate change, the school will be underwater if more of the glaciers and ice melt. Think of the most beautiful thing on the planet. Whatever you were thinking, you're wrong. You should be thinking coral reefs. But the thing is, they aren't beautiful anymore. They are being destroyed and are dying. Nearly 57% of all coral reefs have disappeared because of climate change. We need to save the reefs. We need to take action. We kids need to take action. Fossil fuel production and animal agriculture need to end for the sake of fourth graders everywhere. All adults since the 1800s have been ruining our future. Kids need to stand up and make the world a better place for the future of the planet and the future of all kids. You can help by not eating meat, recycling, reusing, telling your parents and grandparents to stop buying the plastic toys. At the grocery store, make sure your parents aren't using plastic bags. Bring your own canvas back instead. Encourage them to drive less, and also let's all use solar energy.
Dear CCR, you are officially 1 year closer to moving out and using all the stuff you've learned to survive. We look forward to all your accomplishments. What animals will you save? We can't wait to find out. How many trees will you plant? We're guessing a lot. Well, you're welcome for allowing you to exist. You have a few days to still fuck this up. Try to remain free of doing dumb things. Otherwise, this letter will self-destruct. For not dying yet, you get to choose your prize. Orchid Expo Shop and Sale. Florida Museum of Natural History and Butterfly Rainforest. Or we can get some real life plants. Signed, Mother and Dad, I guess.
Andrew Jackson's punitive expedition against the Seminoles in 1818. It is believed a large band of Indians escaped by concealing themselves in underground passages.
Frass is the word for caterpillar poop.
Abundant, cheap fossil fuels in the 20th century supported bad habits. Sponsored by Duke Energy.
What is groundwater? How is nature like a puzzle? Without insects as food, there would be fewer small game or birds to hunt. Where did all the mammoths and mastodons go? Scientists believe that human overhunting was the cause.
After years of logging, virtually all of Florida's forests were logged. Today, second growth cypress is valuable timber.
Did you know? What we buy impacts our energy footprint. Every step in production uses energy. How can you shorten the path to your plate?
Right above here, each person in the U.S. produces 4.5 pounds of garbage a day, and then a hand should reach out, grab you by the chest, and then just pull your head down onto here. You're dead. 4.5 pounds less a day now. 99% of the stuff we harvest, mine, process, and transport is in the trash within 6 months. I like how it says don't dump your waste near springs or your well, but anywhere else is fine. Ooh, I love the rusty pail.
In a sinkhole.
You should probably buy some Coke bottles and just throw them in here.
Are you crying?
No.
You should be. At the Frigert Bell Heaven's Gate Memorial Charter School, your child's unique perfection comes first. Want to impress the people you compete with for self-worth? Sending your kiddo to FBHGMCS proves your offspring are better than theirs, which really means you're the richest, smartest, and most attractive person you know. The $1,700 a month that we've lobbied the state government to cover for at least half the students makes it sound like there's a deep income inequality at the school. But don't worry, those vouchered kids come from only the best zip codes in the area. We promise to never be honest to your children about the future. While we are an environmentally friendly school, it's only for marketing. You won't have your children running home forcing you to recycle or conserve water, or dare I say, stop idling your giant SUV at the school for hours every day just to prove what an engaged parent you are. We only teach the basics, math, English, selective social histories, American sports, social media profile management, and the wide range of opinions on the origin of life. Your children will remain completely unaware of how bad things really are. They will rely on you for the rest of their lives, giving you purpose until the day you die. Choose the Friggard Bell Heaven's Gate Memorial Charter School for your unique, brilliant, and perfect child, because you deserve it. Mention Education Sinkhole to get $500 off a seat at our upcoming fundraiser.
The Friggard Bell Heaven's Gate Memorial Charter School is a for-profit institution, not an educational facility. All knowledge shared in exchange for paid tuition is subject to change depending on our sponsors. The 2018-19 school year's curriculum was focused on the benefits of fracking. Sponsorships available. Call for details.
How far from the sun is Pluto?
39.5 astronomical units.
Is Pluto rocky?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I learned that since Mercury spins so slow that one side is seething hot and the other side is freezing cold.
I fucking knew that, dude.
And you would melt on Venus.
You know what? Yeah. There's no other planet we want to be on. Oh, they all suck. This one is awesome, or was awesome. What do you think about that?
What do you think would be a good joke on how Uranus got tilted to the side? Uranus is so big, it's a planet. When you ask a girl for a picture of your anus, she sends you nudes.
That's it. And he was like, what's a nude? What's a nude? It's a pool noodle, obviously.
Made possible by technology today.
Yeah, that's so funny that you were finding that stuff in your classroom. Yeah. Oh my God, that is awesome. That is fucking awesome. I appreciate that, though.
School is learning.
School's learning. And you have to learn about Uranus sometime.
All I know is that it's a back door.
It's a back, yeah, it's a...
It's the back door to the solar system.
Don't ever make any serious commitment to a woman who you wouldn't be willing
to carry around just her head. You are going to feel it in fucking 3 years, and I'm going to be like... Jesus Christ, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this, I promise. But no, you can't ever talk to a girl again. Yeah. How's dinner?
It's good.
Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Bill Cummings, and I'm running for school board. Fuck these kids. That's what I say. I fought for the right to be born, and now I'll fight to make sure they don't get handed a damn thing from here on out. These kids have been bleeding us dry since their first scream of life. No more free lunches, and the lunches we offer will be made of the cheapest slurry we can find. No work ethic. Don't worry. Vote for me and I'll make sure every kid that enters my school district will be well-trained in iPhone assembly, precious metal extraction, and toy construction. Every teacher and production manager will be armed with high-powered rifles to keep the kids safe and the assembly line moving. These buildings are meant to keep the kids in and everyone else out. Safety will remain number one, and every school will remain a one-story building so we don't have to deal with any of those problems they have over there in China. Finally, more made in the USA products. Go America! The only way to invest in the future is to fuck these kids over, and I'm just the person to do it. I was born and educated in this school district. I've lived in the same house my whole life. I've traveled to both Cancun and Washington, D.C. I earned my bachelor's and master's degree at a religious school you've never heard of. We all know the kids' future is bleak. Vote Bill Cummings for school board so us non-kids can take what's left. After all, we were here first.
This is from what you said last night. Hey, CCR, ever wonder why you don't eat Lucky Charms and fucking Fruit Loops and shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because it's got fucking poison
because
in it.
It's more poisonous than I even ever thought. I thought it was just the sugar and the preservatives. Turns out it's even worse than that. This is from USA Today, October 25th. Weed killer found in more breakfast cereals, snack bars, study shows. A cancer-linked herbicide has been found in more than 24 popular breakfast cereals and snack bars.
Two dozen.
It says the main ingredient in Roundup was found in 26 of the 28 products the environmental working group tested. So, quote, higher than what EWG scientists consider protective of health of children's health.
Adult health. If you're an adult, go ahead and eat the Roundup Fruit Loops.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup, the most heavily used herbicide in the United States. Quaker and General Mills, though, conclude the products are safe and there's no reason for concern. Okay. Story over.
Why would they say anything else?
I know. Yeah. What the fuck? Monsanto, the manufacturer, strongly disputes the finding.
Oh, so they said it's
safe.
The
EPA has consistently supported the safe and effective use of it. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah.
And they were just recently ordered to pay $78 million to a man who claims his terminal cancer was caused by it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Definitely no link. Yeah. So if the cereal boxes themselves didn't tell you the shit was poison, now you know it is.
Now you know it is. Yeah. So there you go. So you're going to read each question and we're going to respond. And you don't get fat until you do this right. So,
what happens when I turn 18?
You're fucked.
But what we're going to do is we are going to we're going to give you $100 and we're going to drive you to the closest large city and we're going to drop you off. And if you survive a year, we accomplished our job. Good for us. If you didn't, well, one and done. What are you going to do?
Guess we failed as parents.
Yeah. $100 sounds like too much, though.
Yeah, that might be too much.
Yeah.
Maybe just some vegetables.
Yeah. Maybe a backpack that can grow carrots, you know?
I like that. Yeah. So you're not that fucked. You'll be fine. But you can't live here.
Until you prove yourself.
Who were you scared of when you were a kid?
Me? I was scared of the Russians.
The Libyan with the rocket launcher from Back to the Future. I was like, I don't even know about Libyans.
Sounds crazy. Who are you scared of now?
Christians.
What college should I go to?
Who's putting these ideas in your head?
Will there be water in the future?
Guess it depends on how good you are with weapons.
There will be water. Will it be drinkable? Probably not.
What should I be when I grow up?
Be alive. After that, everything else is a bonus.
Yeah, and don't be a dick.
Why can't kids vote?
Well, that's a good question. Baby boomers are like children and they vote.
How can I convince my friends to recycle and stop eating animals?
In the future, CCR, there are no friends.
What's the most important skill I need to survive in the future?
Swearing. Knowing how to swear very well.
Yeah. Practice right now.
Yeah.
Give us some of your best swear words.
Fuck you.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's two words. One of them isn't a swear. Let's do swears only.
Fuck. Bitch. Shit. Piss. Dick. Cock. Asshole.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice work.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
That's a work in progress.
Is there any good news?
That's a good question, CCR. I would say the good news is that you are learning to live with less. You are learning to find happiness outside of consumerism and capitalism. However, that doesn't mean you won't die of malaria at 19.
Any other questions?
No.
Oh, no other questions about the future? Wow.
Okay. Wow, we've done a good job, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
He's prepared.
I'm sure glad some of this is coming out okay. Because I sure ain't behind it. I gotta tell you that. Get through like everything's okay, man. This is the weirdest bunch of shit I ever tried to do, man. I'd like to touch you and see your eyes and everything, man, but you're a sea of gray, man, and I hope I see all of you somewhere closer sometime, man, with a roof on it, where we can get together and goof, man. Comedy is too fragile for large groups, man. Comedy has a very delicate little subtle nuance thing to it that's very necessary to be close to. I just got to be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit show business people, man, and who makes believe everything is going okay. You know? Because everything is not going okay.